Right after sunrise, about 70 marchers gather in Riverview's Mosaic Park to start walking. Oscar Otsoy is with the Farmworkers Coalition.
El día de hoy estamos marchando.
Today we are marching to ask that Publix be a part of the changes that we're starting to see in the fields. And Publix, as one of the leaders here in Florida, as one of the leading companies based right here in our state, can help do their part and take a leadership role in helping to make these changes that we're starting to see.
In its official statement about the Coalition of Immokalee Workers March, Publix says paying farm workers an additional penny per pound of tomatoes should be the responsibility of their employers. But Jordan Buckley, a staff member with the Allied Group Interaction, says there's more to the program than just the penny per pound.
The Fair Food Program contains all sorts of rights and provisions that protect workers' rights. Things like when you get to work, you get to clock in, when you leave, you clock out. That means that for every hour you're on the farm, you're guaranteed at least minimum wage payment. Likewise, for women who for decades have had to endure the indignities of sexual harassment, groping by crew leaders, other sorts of untoward behavior, at long last have a recourse where they can now call a 24-hour hotline to get those abuses eliminated. Any crew leader who is not eliminated from an operation where this sort of thing takes place, well, that farm just lost the business of McDonald's, Burger King, Subway, KFC, other major retailers. But Publix won't make that same commitment.
Gerardo Reyes from the coalition says many of the farms that do not honor the Fair Food Program hold their workers in slave-like conditions.
Cases of slavery have happened. There's 7 cases, and some of them we have gone to work under cover. In some other cases, we have helped workers to escape directly from these conditions. For the first time, the consequence is not only for those who are directly responsible of threatening to kill the workers, because that's very common in these cases. There's 15 bosses that have gone to jail because of these 7 cases. Over 1,200 workers that have been liberated. If you think about what the consequences were for the industry before, it was zero. With the Fair Food Program, the market is behind the question, what are you doing to avoid these situations from continuing to happen? It's a preventive measure.
Jordan Buckley from Interaction says the coalition has been asking Publix to join the Fair Food Program for nearly 4 years.
We've been trying for all these years and Publix has never yet responded. So we would like nothing more than to be able to sit at the table and to address these concerns. This is clearly not a labor dispute when you have a collaboration between 90% of the Florida tomato industry, 11 multi-billion dollar retailers, and the tomato pickers here in Florida that are working together to eliminate abuses. We'd love to sit down at the table with them and clarify there's no labor dispute. You know, the only place that you're going to find continued conflicts in the fields, as was the case in the past, are the less than 10% of the farms in the state that have refused to sign on to the code of conduct. That's where the last remaining vestiges of labor disputes continue to thrive, and those are some of the farms that Publix continues to buy from.
But it wasn't just farm workers and organizers marching from Riverview towards Tampa. People from all walks of life came to show their support to the farm workers. Men and women, students, elderly and children as well. Eliana Agudelo, an artist and a traveler who decided to drive shuttles for the march, knows that she's helping the farmers' families who deserve better conditions.
These women have to leave their kids for 12, 14 hours a day to work. I know that because my mother had to work factory jobs, you know, and like be gone all day. And I raised my 3 siblings like for a little while, and they've left their families back there, and they have kids out there and their wives and their families, like they've just been ripped apart.
Joe Parker from the Student Farm Worker Alliance calls for dignity and respect for all parts of the supply chain.
I eat just like everybody else. That's something that all of us from the dawn of time have done. And so just by virtue of the fact that we eat, we're connected to where our food comes from. You know, and now I am a part of the community of Immokalee. And so it's become also a personal thing of standing alongside, you know, members of my community. And I think they're very much like members of many other communities all across the country. And for that reason, you know, students and people have come together alongside farm workers to demand change in a food system that we're all a part of.
Candice Vallejo from the Board of Just Harvest USA says none of the achievements of the Immokalee farm workers would be possible without their allies from all across the nation.
Although the struggle is about farm workers, It's also about all of us taking back our collective power from corporations. It's about corporations finally, at the end of the day, beginning to cave to consumers and workers and be held accountable to the desires of consumers and the needs of workers. And that's really powerful. This is the most successful story of struggle that we have in the US right now. And I think that's huge. And I mean, you look at the march and it's irresistible, it's beautiful, it's not a protest, it's a celebration. It's a celebration of human rights and dignity. It's a celebration of life and of us winning our lives back from corporate control and winning our lives back from this way of living that alienates us and estranges us from one another and keeps us separate.
The March for Rights, Respect and Fair Food continues tonight with a vigil at the Temple Terrace Publix at 5450 East Bush Boulevard. It concludes on Sunday at the Publix headquarters in Lakeland. For WMNF News, I am Lenka Davis in Riverview.